Hey, how about if today I show you a Windows 7 trick you've never heard of?
Welcome to another episode of The Computer Tutor, tips, tricks, and advice from a computer pro, without all the tech talk. And now, here is your computer tutor, Scott Johnson.
Welcome back to the Computer Tutor Podcast. This is episode number 9, so today's tip can be seen on my website at computertutorflorida.com/009. Today's episode will probably be a little bit shorter than usual. For one reason, the trick I'm going to show you is pretty easy and simple to explain. I think in a lot of cases, those are the best tricks. Just do this and this, and there you go. Nothing complicated. It just works. The other reason is I'm getting ready to go out of town this weekend. I'm going to go see my niece get married up in Jacksonville. So I'm recording the podcast a little earlier in the week than I usually do, just trying to get everything done. I usually record on Saturday or Sunday, and as I'm recording this right now, it's only Tuesday afternoon. But it's either get it done early or skip a week, and for me, skipping a week is not an option. One thing I've learned in sending out my newsletter and posting on my blog is that one of the biggest things is to be consistent. Next month, I just looked this up, and next month will mark 12 years that I've been sending out my email newsletter every single week, every Monday morning. So people come to expect that after a while. And even though the podcast thing I just started, this is just the 9th episode, but I'm going to do that the exact same way every week, no exceptions. Anyway, today's trick in all its simplicity. If you use Windows 7, look down at the taskbar. That's the bar that runs across the bottom of the screen. It's on the same level as the Microsoft logo that's in the lower left corner. You probably already have some icons on the taskbar, which are shortcuts to some of the programs that you use. If you don't have any icons there, it's very easy to put them there. All you do is just drag them down from the desktop down to the taskbar and drop them there. The shortcut still stays up on the desktop, but it's also on the taskbar for just simple, easy one-click access. Now you're thinking, wow, Scott, that's really an amazing trick. But wait, there's more. That's actually not even the trick I'm talking about. Look at the icons that are on the taskbar. And let's say, for example, the first one is Microsoft Outlook. If you hit the Windows key and the number 1, Outlook is going to open. That's because the Outlook icon was the first one displayed in the taskbar. Let's say the second one is for Microsoft Word and the third one is for Firefox. Windows key and the number 2 opens Word. Windows key and the number 3 opens Firefox. Now, the Windows key is the key in the lower left of your keyboard that shows the Windows logo. It's in between the Control and Alt keys. So that's how easy it is. You can put any shortcut you want down there and just open it with the Windows key and the corresponding number, depending on what order those icons are in. Nothing earth-shattering here today, but I just love finding little things like this and telling you about them. You can see this process graphically described and illustrated on my website at computertutorflorida.com/009. As always, if you're not sure if your important documents are backed up, they probably aren't, and your hard drive could die at any time without warning. I can set up an automated backup system for you, and I don't even charge for my time to do that. Get in touch with me, and let's get that done today before it's too late. In the meantime, have a great week, and I'll see you back here bright and early next Monday with another computer tip on the Computer Tutor Podcast. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Computer Tutor Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to contact me with a question, a comment, or a suggestion for a future topic, you're welcome to do so at my website, computertutorflorida.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free Monday morning email newsletter. If you have a computer problem, give me a call at 727-254-9078. In many cases, I can take care of a problem remotely, so it doesn't matter if you're here in Florida, up in Maine, or way out in California. I'd love to help. Thanks again for listening, and have a great week. God bless.